from the deep, dark, dirty nether regions of the Rust Belt, we ask you to occupy your mind.
Hello, my name is Klaus Schwab. Do not get confused. It's not Santa Claus. Klaus is first name. Klaus Schwab. I run the world. Now, I tell you that very soon you will own nothing. Nothing at all. You will own nothing. Not even your underwear. I will own your underwear. And I will decide when you wear underwear or not. I am Klaus Schwab. I run the world. You will own nothing, but you will be happy. Very, very happy. Yes, you will be happy. And if you are not happy, we will kill you. So, you must be happy. Do not say you are not happy. You will own nothing, but I will own everything. This is Klaus Schwab, signing out.
We've just discovered the most wonderful, the most marvelous poison gas. It will kill everybody.
All right, later, later, later.
D-76 to see Herr Herring.
Who's that?
A lady. My secret agent.
Your secret agent? Tell her to come here.
Have B-76 come right in.
Herr Hinkle.
Oh, garbage. What do you hear from Epstein?
Most encouraging. Our agent reports that all the board of directors are Aryans, so the loan is bound to go through.
Good. Hail, Hinkle. Come here.
The men are planning a strike at the arms factory.
Who's the leader?
There were five of them.
Have them shot.
They were, Your Excellency.
Oh. How many do you say were going on strike?
The whole factory. 3,000 of them.
Have them all shot. I don't want any of my workers dissatisfied.
But, Your Excellency, these men are skilled craftsmen. Why not let them work till we can train others, then shoot them?
Cannot afford to be lenient.
The whole rhythm of production will be affected if we shoot them now.
Rhythm of production. All right, have your rhythms.
You may instruct your operatives to spare the strikers and permit them to return to work, but to mark them for future reference.
His Excellency, Secretary of the Interior, Minister of Propaganda.
Corona veniat delectis. Victory shall come to the worthy. Today, democracy, liberty, and equality are words to fool the people. Words to fool the people. Words to fool the people. Democracy, liberty, and equality. Words to fool the people. No nation can progress with such ideas. They stand in the way of action. Therefore, we frankly abolish them. In the future, each man will serve the interest of the state with absolute obedience. With absolute obedience. Let him who refuses beware. The rights of citizenship will be taken away from all Jews and other non-Aryans. They are inferior, and therefore enemies of the state. It is the duty of all true Aryans to hate and despise them.
Hello, my wonderful invisible listeners. We just heard Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab. He runs the world. Yes, he does. And after we listened to his little speech, we heard an excerpt from the film The Great Dictator, by Charlie Chaplin. I urge you to watch this film. I believe it was made around 1940. Charlie Chaplin, probably one of the greatest comedians and actors ever, made this film to try to get the United States to intervene and to stop Hitler. Charlie Chaplin was a comedian and an actor with a social conscience. Yeah, he had integrity. He cared about a cause greater than himself. Some people told him not to make the movie, but he didn't care what everybody else was doing in Hollywood. he really wanted to stop Hitler. So he made this film. And what's really brilliant about it is it's funny and entertaining and yet sends a powerful message about fascism, true fascism, and dictatorship and tyranny and totalitarianism. It really shows the horror of it, but also manages to be funny and entertaining at the same time. And that's very difficult to pull off, actually. Very difficult to do. And somehow Chaplin manages to do that. Now, I really wanted to talk about a protest that happened here in Albany, New York, on January 5th of this year, 2022. This is a podcast I'd been meaning to make that I had interviewed people at this protest and told them, I'm going to put you up online. And so I'm finally getting around to it. No, actually, some of the video footage is up online on BitChute. If you go to bitchute.com/occupyyourmind. I sometimes also put videos up on minds.com/hauntedgypsy because that's my music project, but I also sometimes put videos for this show up there. I haven't had a lot of luck with some of the other alternative video sharing sites. Some of them I can't get my videos up on. Brand New Tube and Odyssey in particular, for some reason I can't, my videos don't upload. And some of the other alternative sites, nobody sees my videos. So I mainly put them up on BitChute now and then sometimes on Minds as well. So on January 5th, which was a Wednesday, during the day, a work day, from 10 a.m. till about 2 p.m., there was a protest against injection mandates. Am I allowed to say the V word? Vaccine mandates. Our dictator here in New York State, Kathy Hochul, again, trying to prove that women can be dictators too, is trying to sneak through some very disturbing laws, including a law equivalent to, similar to Assembly Bill 416, which is a law that says the governor can declare you a medical threat and have you arrested, thrown into a facility, and maybe even force injected. She's trying to sneak it through a back door as a, they're calling it a regulation instead of a law, okay? So this is not ended. This is not over, okay? So don't think that just because places aren't enforcing mask mandates anymore that this is over. It's not. The powers that be are still trying to enforce their evil agenda. And some parts of the country are locking down again, believe it or not. So this really, it's not over, okay? Oh, one thing I wanted to mention is the previous podcast that we did a while back, and I know it's been a while, that podcast was censored. I spent a very long time adding images to it to make it into a video, and you can watch it on BitChute. But when I posted it on YouTube and YouTube took it down and threatened to strike me out into the oblivion. So for people who think that those of us on the bottom who don't have a big platform, who are not very well known, if you think that we are not going to be persecuted by this dictatorship, you are greatly mistaken. It's actually easier for them to stamp out those of us at the bottom. It's easier for them to stop us because we don't have a big platform. We don't have a lot of followers. So they can very easily make us disappear in more ways than one. And so they just deleted this video that I spent hours working on from YouTube, sent me a nasty message. So again, you know, I don't make every single podcast into a video just because it's so time consuming. But I did put the video of that podcast up on BitChute. So if you haven't already, you might want to watch it because it posed a big threat to the powers that be, apparently, because YouTube censored it. And one of the things that was talked about is that many people in New York State have been getting these nasty emails threatening to have them imprisoned potentially if they do not follow orders coming from the health department telling them what they can do in their own home, the privacy of their own home, literally telling these people that because they tested positive for COVID using the faulty malfunctioning PCR tests, we know that the test results are not accurate anyway, but just telling these people that because they tested positive or they were with someone who tested positive, that they can't share the bathroom and a bedroom with their own family members. I mean, that is just insane. It's diabolical. And so I really felt that needed to be reported. And so I did report it in great detail. I mean, since I read the entire email that someone sent me that they had received on the podcast, and it posed enough of a threat to the powers that be, as I said, that it was actually censored. So I think that was an important podcast. Okay, but today I want to talk about January 5th because I actually did some interviews at that protest in Albany, and I was using my smartphone. Okay, so I wasn't using my professional camera, so I'd like you to bear with me. The audio did not turn out well. And if anyone I interviewed that day happens to be listening to this podcast and wants to be interviewed without the windy sound effects, you can contact me at anchor.fm/occupyyourmind. And I'll interview you again and redo it without the wind. Okay. But I'm going to play what I was able to get from this podcast, from the interview. And I also wanted to say that somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people showed up. It was packed. That there were a few thousand people at that protest. And I say this because apparently there's a journalist who's been claiming that only a couple hundred people showed up for the protest. And at the end of the protest, around 2 o'clock, most of the protesters left. So if she showed up at the end of the protest, then she would have seen maybe just a couple hundred people, okay, towards the end. But between 10 and 2, there were thousands of people. Make no mistake about it. And again, this was a day when most people had to go to work. So you figure on a day when most people couldn't come, you know, because they were working, they managed to get a few thousand people at this protest. So, you know, I wonder what would happen if they had this protest on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, how many people they could get. It's still not enough. I mean, New York is a big state, and we would have liked to have had 50,000 or 100,000 or more people, but that was still a decent amount of people. And people showed up from all over New York State, from New York City and out towards Buffalo and Rochester, just all over the place, as well as locals in Albany. So with that, I am going to start with the first interview. Was conducted with a young immigrant who came to this country from the Dominican Republic. Okay. And he basically says, and there's a lot of wind in this, so I do apologize, but he does say that his family came to the United States searching for freedom, he said. That was why they came to the United States, for freedom. They didn't come here to be persecuted or oppressed or have a crazy government try to force injections on them, okay? But as a high school student, he was required to get a vaccine. Now, I don't think it was the COVID vaccine. It was a different vaccine that he was just required to get as a high school student. And he basically says that he had a really bad effect from the vaccine. And then he also says that he's grateful for this plandemic because it gave him the opportunity to learn more about these injections called vaccines and about the potentially harmful effects of them. So that's the first interview. And these interviews are very short, too. This is not going to be too long of a podcast, I hope. So bear with us here and let's listen to part of this first interview.
Student?
Nah. No? I graduated high school. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here for a change.
We want freedom, pro-freedom. You should have your choice to get it. This is America. There's no way, like, teens get epilepsy or seizures, you know? So I had two seizures, yeah.
After getting the vaccine?
Yeah, and then I took medication. And after I stopped taking the medication, I had bad side effects. I broke things in the house, yeah. I was angry, I couldn't control myself and all that, yeah. So now I did my own research. I'm thankful of this pandemic, which showed me the side of truth. The truth about the pharmaceutical and nature, you know.
All right, so once again, I apologize for the poor audio quality. So I don't know if you could hear that, but he had seizures, started having seizures after he took a vaccine. Again, I don't think it was the COVID one. It was one of the required ones that he had to take while in high school. And it just caused him to have seizures. Then he had to take some sort of medicine. And then he had a reaction maybe to the medicine, which caused him to experience behavioral problems. And essentially what he said was, with all of this that's happening now, the so-called pandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, it really opened up his eyes, because it got him researching and learning more about the effects of these injections. And that's where I think the powers that be, you know, their evil plan is sort of backfiring in a way, because what they're doing with their radical, crazy, evil totalitarian plans is getting a lot of people who were kind of complacent and just kind of going along with the status quo to now start to wake up and start protesting, when in the past they hadn't protested. So that's the interesting thing. All right. So the next interviewee talks about the illegality of what Kathy Hochul is trying to do. She is the current governor of New York State, of course. And he refers to a website, arrestcuomo.com. And it's an interesting idea. I'm all for it. I'd like to see a lot of people involved in this arrested, the CEOs of the pharmaceutical and tech companies involved, the CEOs of the media companies who are telling false truths. In other words, they're lying to the general public. I'd really like to see some jail time. I'd like to see a Nuremberg-like trial, because millions of people have died or been injured and have had their lives ruined, even if they haven't died or been injured. Some of us lost our jobs back in 2020, as I mentioned before. I lost 3 jobs back in 2020, got unemployment for almost a year, and now it's a struggle. A lot of people have been struggling, and now a lot of people are just starting to lose their jobs. Imagine if back in 2020, when some of us lost our jobs due to the lockdowns and mandates, imagine if back then we had started working on alternative communities, you know, and alternative ways to earn a living and to survive 2 years ago. We'd be so much farther ahead, wouldn't we? But too many Americans wait until they personally are affected. They don't have a sense of social responsibility. And I do believe social responsibility is very important. We do need to think about other people and not just ourselves as individuals. Healthy balance, you know, taking care of yourself as an individual, but also caring about others. If you don't care about other people and you don't care about our society and our world, then frankly, you're just as bad as Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the CEOs of these corporations that frankly don't care about the rest of us either, although they pretend that they care, right? Just like the quote that we heard from the Great Dictator movie, that, you know, democracy and liberty, equality, these are all terms that dictators promise us. They use these terms and they promise to make the world a better place. And if you go to the World Economic Forum's website, weforum.org, you'll see them. They say beautiful things about trying to improve the world. You know, that these millionaires and billionaires, they really care so much about us and making the world better for us. And they're very convincing, you know? They're very convincing, and that's the disturbing thing. But this is a pattern, a plan of action, I guess you could say, that has been used by dictators all throughout history, you know? And that's why that movie, The Great Dictator, is an awesome movie to watch, because it really shows how dictators operate, you know? But anyhow, so let's listen to my next interview. And there's actually better sound quality because the wind wasn't blowing as hard this time.
Take off your mask, one small simple ask. We want to see your smiling face again. Wanna see you smile and hug you too.
I'm here to encourage the public to start a ethno parliament for New York State, because our current state legislature is actually illegal. When the state legislature gave Andrew Cuomo dictatorial powers, which is a quote from Phil Steck, who's one of the lawmakers, they actually became domestic enemies. A domestic enemy, technically, is an oath-bound person who has betrayed the Constitution. And so everyone who voted for that, including Cuomo, of course, is a domestic enemy. So all their powers are void. And since the current governor, Hochul, did not object to this, she did not defend the Constitution,
right.
Which means that she's also a domestic enemy, yeah. Which means she's illegal. So all her current orders are illegal.
Oh.
And so I believe she should be arrested by the public using something called Posse of the People.
Okay.
Which, if you read up the New York State ratification of the U.S. Constitution, it says the people may reassume the powers of government whensoever it is necessary to their happiness.
Huh.
So are we really happy with a domestic enemy as a governor or as a state legislature? I would say no.
Do you know where people can find that? Like, is that online?
Well, you just Google it. And I think the website's Avalon something.
Oh, okay.
I think Cornell Law School also might have a copy.
Act that says, you know, you're a domestic terrorist if you willfully inflict harm,
right,
on
well,
people.
See, the situation in New York State is that we're in a closed-loop dictatorship. I wrote up a warrant for the arrest of Andrew Cuomo that's legal, based on probable cause and affirmation.
You did?
Using government documents, so there's no need for somebody to be sworn in. It's all, and I went to the sheriff's office down there,
mm-hmm.
and he never got back to me. I also gave it to the several state police officers. They never got back to me. I gave it to the Rensselaer prosecutor, and she never responded to me.
Oh, good for you.
So what they're doing is they're not responding to the public, and not. Yeah. It's basically they've shut themselves down so that they only listen to the media and they only react to the media, and the media decides what's legitimate. So we're not legitimate, so we don't get a voice in our government anymore.
It's crazy.
That's a criminal problem. So yeah. We need much stronger. We need to go deeper into our political system with the ratification of the Constitution, which says people may reassume the powers of government and sweep these criminals away.
Right.
ArrestCuomo.com.
Okay, so that was another great interview, and I like what he had to say about Kathy Hochul and Andrew Cuomo being essentially domestic enemies, because that's really true. They have betrayed the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and basic American values and everything else they've done. So I support that very much. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to interview this gentleman. The next interviewee number three, was wearing a fun costume. There were some people wearing costumes, which was really cool, and I wish I had been one of them. But anyway, so he has a few things to say about the virus, if you believe that it exists. And some of us are not sure if the virus even exists or not. But in any case, he was ill with COVID or something else, that whatever it was, maybe it was the flu. and has a few interesting points. And this is a very short interview, and then we'll have another interview to follow it.
Protest the government control of us.
There you go.
They say that they're here with vaccinations to help us, but yet they don't have any ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or monoclonal antibodies. Why? They don't care. They want the money. That's all. That's why I'm here.
Do you know of anyone who's died from COVID?
No, but I was in a hospital for 3 weeks with it.
Okay.
Come real close.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're better. They didn't give you ivermectin, I take it.
I didn't have any ivermectin because it wasn't around, and it still isn't.
Yeah.
Why not?
And last but not least, my final interview was with a vaccine injured person who had also been injured when she was younger, when she was a kid in school. And that's the tragic thing, is years of her life spent suffering from this injury that wouldn't have happened if she had not been forced into taking a vaccine as a child. I'm guessing this happened in New York State, since we interviewed her in Albany, New York. So let's take a listen to that interview.
You had a vaccine injury?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, my school pulled the vaccination records. I was not up to having all my booster for MMR. I got my MMR booster. I fainted while standing in line to pay for it at the doctor's office. I woke up in a treatment room. I was by myself. My older sister took me to the doctor with a $10 bill. I was in there by myself. That night, I did not feel well. I didn't get to go to the Valentine's school dance because I was not feeling well from the vaccination. After that, I developed chronic fatigue syndrome and I had to homeschool. I lost 20 years of my life to disability because of a vaccine. I will not take any more.
20 years of your life?
Yeah. I can't even calculate what that cost me in my life. Loss of work, loss of education.
So, yep, she was injured by the MMR vaccine and ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome, and says that she lost out on 20 years of her life. So these are some very short interviews. I just had my smartphone with me, and for some reason, the weather was unusually cold and windy, and frankly, it's been unusually cold ever since in the western New York area. And of course, Buffalo, New York is located in Erie County, and Erie County's had some of the most severe restrictions outside of New York City within New York State, and it's rumored that Buffalo's being targeted for being a smart city, that they are trying to install a smart city in Buffalo. And there's been a lot of unusual construction work happening where they've been digging up the roads, digging up the ground, and installing things underground. Just an unusual amount of that construction work happening all winter and summer long. And places lit up late at night, that buildings lit up late at night that are being worked on, being constructed. So it's very mysterious, and, you know, just in light of the fact that we know that the CDC has been building green zones, which are essentially concentration camps, and people here in New York State have been getting these threatening letters from the health department saying they will be arrested and put in a facility, then when I see them building these huge facilities that seem to take a very long time to build and that are lit up late at night, and they seem to be digging something up underground around the facility as if they're installing some electrical wiring that is pretty intense around this building, I just can't help but feel a little funny about it. But that's just me. I don't want anyone to think that I'm a conspiracy theorist. Oh my goodness, not me. I know our government is good, and our government loves us, and politicians are really nice people, and corporations, CEOs of big pharmaceutical tech companies and media companies, they clearly love us very much, and they're so nice to us. I don't want to ever suggest that they are conspiring to keep us under control or to take away our humanity. That transhuman agenda, oh, that's silliness. Come on, don't tell me there's a transhuman agenda. They're not planning on microchipping us. Oh gosh, no. Not at all. Self-driving vehicles? Nah. I did see them digging up the highway at midnight, and it was, and they were spending a lot of money lighting up the entire area late at night. I don't know what they were installing underneath the road, but I'm sure it was perfectly innocent. In any case, it's been about a half an hour now, so I need to end this podcast. And we're going to end this podcast with more Charlie Chaplin from The Great Dictator. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Remember to stay free and stay happy. Take care of your mental and physical health. That in itself will be an act of rebellion in this time when they are trying to destroy our health, right? So do it. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. And we'll talk to you soon. Occupy yourself. Occupy your mind. Think.
You speak. I can't. You must. It's our only hope. The future emperor of the world.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Hannah. Can you hear me? Wherever you are, look up, Hannah. The clouds are lifting. The sun is breaking through. We are coming out of the darkness into the light. We are coming into a new world, a kindlier world, where men will rise above their hate, their greed, and brutality. Look up, Hannah. The soul of man has been given wings, and at last he is beginning to fly. He is flying into the rainbow, into the light of hope, into the future, the glorious future that belongs to you, to me, and to all of us. Look up, Hannah. Look up.
Hannah, did you hear that?
Listen.
Whoops. Looks like we've run out of time. So, what do you think? Is wearing a cloth over your nose and running away in fear from other people keeping you safe? Do you want your human body to be genetically modified and become a human GMO? Should other people be forced to have their bodies genetically modified? Were you a huge fan of the Nazis and happy they returned to wreak further havoc on the entire world? Do you think Bill Gates should take the place of God or your higher power? Let us know. Until next time, occupy yourself, occupy your mind. Stay human. Stay independent and stay free. Not the sanitary napkin company. I mean, stay free as in remain free. Oh, never mind.